Like, follow, share, chapter 11, section 4, repurposing material across platforms. Social media has brought about truly significant changes in the way we produce and receive information. A piece of news that in the past might have been distributed as one unit in one specific way can now be posted as 4 or 5 separate bits of content. For example, 25 years ago, a company might have written a single press release to announce the launch of a new product. Today, you could write a detailed blog post about your new product, or even several posts if you wanted to provide the story of its development, list its technical features, interview the designer, and then explain how to use it. Then you could tweet brief announcements about the launch party the day before and the day of. Post photos of the new product on Instagram along with a link back to your blog or webpage. Make a behind-the-scenes video before products launch, and afterwards make a video demonstrating how to use it. Post that video on YouTube and on your company's Facebook page. Make a cool infographic with some details about the item or your company, or even about similar products, and post it on Pinterest. Update your company's LinkedIn profile or add a spotlight page to provide more information to your professional network, or even post on LinkedIn from your personal profile, since LinkedIn now offers longer posting capabilities. While this might seem like overkill, remember that all of your customers or potential customers will not be following you on every form of social media. Even if they were, people generally only see a fraction of all the content that is posted because the way their news feeds are structured. For example, someone might follow your company on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, but they haven't logged into Instagram since last July, and they have 750 friends on Facebook, so your post got lost in their noise. That means that they only actually saw your tweet. Furthermore, you will not be posting exactly the same content on each page. Instagram has a photo while your blog has an article, and the content will be adjusted, customized, to reflect the culture of different social media sites. Producing different content is not only a cheap way to extend your marketing, it's an essential tool for reaching your audience. Remember that people have different learning styles as well as different levels of interest in and understanding of your product. While some people will prefer to read, others like videos. For someone who is only tangentially interested in your product, a tweet might be all they need or all they want to know. An industry insider, on the other hand, will be eager to read all of the in-depth details. You can actually help the public and the media understand your product better by providing materials and information in a variety of formats to meet their needs. Remember that for repurposing your content, your blog is the center or hub of all networks that can be used to share the content from the blog and also point back to the blog. I have a couple of diagrams in the book. One is showing the blog as the center or hub, and the other one is about social media, your social media ecosystem. Another way to create fresh content is to spin popular or detailed topics into multiple posts. Take one key concept or piece of information and write about it from a variety of different perspectives, or as a series. For example, I could take one topic, vegetarian cooking, and write vegetarian cooking for beginners, top 5 tips for vegetarian meals, a video, how to make vegetarian lasagna, the vegetarian revolution, and so on. This level of detail can be attractive to people who are hunting for quite specific advice. If you are short on time and resources, you will definitely need to make the most of the content you have created. Here are just a few of many repurposing shortcuts that anyone can use. Start by choosing a solid piece of content, perhaps your evergreen content, or just some content that got a lot of likes or includes really great information. Then create an outline or a list of the main points and share it on social media. Or find a great one-line quote from the text or an interview and use that to create a word image to post on Instagram. Alternatively, you could post a tweet, a You could tweet a great quote from the article with a link back to the original post. Combine some statistics or data from a blog post with an image and post it on Facebook, or create an infographic to post on Pinterest.